I'm recording now, so you know.
Okay.
And can you just chatter a little bit, Dr. Kander, so I can see how your levels look here?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Awesome. All right. All right. I can hear your East Coast accent, too. Are you from the Atlanta area?
No. I'm from New York originally, the Bronx.
That would have been my first guess.
But I've been, we're married 41 years, so I've been out of the Bronx for 41 plus years.
Wow. Well, you can take the boy out of the Bronx, right?
Yeah. Plus, my wife's from Brooklyn, so.
All right. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Good morning. Happy holidays. Welcome to our show. It's the time of year when festivities and food seem to take over our lives. There are parties, family gatherings galore, and that means cookies and high-rich desserts, not to mention the buffet, and of course, the beverages. So the words healthy holiday eating may seem like a total oxymoron to us, but not to Dr. Keith Kander. He is a nutritionist in the Atlanta area. Dr. Kander, welcome to our show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Dr. Kander has also done extensive research into our eating habits, and he says there is a connection between high-calorie holiday foods and addictions. So, Dr. Kander, tell us what's going on here.
Well, first let me explain how people get addicted. People get addicted by taking drugs or alcohol, and the first thing that does is it stimulates their opiate receptors, which are groups of cells in the brain and spinal cord and gastrointestinal tract. And when they get stimulated, they release chemicals. Those chemicals go through the body and go to the brain and eventually hit the upper part of the brain, and it releases dopamine, which is the pleasure neurotransmitter. And that goes down to the middle brain, which is where we don't have any choice. That's like you touch fire and you pull your hand back. And eventually it takes it over by that repeating and repeating again and again. It takes over the pleasure center where all of a sudden the drugs equal survival. And it takes over all the, takes over the middle brain basically. And then you have to go to a clinic and a therapist and everything else to stop it. But what a lot of people don't know is there's many things that stimulate the opiate receptors. And the biggest one of all of them is sugar. Sugar stimulates the opiate receptors just like drugs, maybe not quite as strong, but there's actually a book out that says sugar is more addicting than cocaine. So sugar does the same thing. It stimulates the opiate receptors, which gets the dopamine working, and it also throws off the insulin mechanism, which makes us crave more sugar. And sugar is just the main one, but just to give you a quick list, sugar substitutes, except for stevia, gluten, which is wheat products, dairy, additives, preservatives, dyes, nicotine and caffeine, and of course drugs and alcohol. So you want to avoid those foods if you have a propensity towards addiction, or if you had a problem in the past. And when I use it with people that are having a substance abuse problem, in conjunction with a therapist or a medical professional that's working in a therapeutic angle, instead of having an 85% relapse rate, we've been very successful getting it down below 50%, which is still way too high, but it's a lot better than 85%.
Dr. Kander, as you were going down that list of triggers, you know, the sugars, the starches, the drinks, the high-rich, you know, the richer foods, those are all the things that we have at a holiday party.
That's right. So what you have to do is think about the other thing is inflammation. Inflammation is caused by having too much acidic food, which includes alcohol, sugar, and all the foods that I just mentioned. They're acidic, and our body needs to be slightly alkaline, which means have a pH above 7. It's between 7.35 and 7.45, which our body does very well with its natural systems. But when we drink a lot of soda and take a lot of sugar or take alcohol, it throws off the pH, makes us more acidic, which causes acidosis, which causes inflammation. Inflammation is basically swelling inside the body. That throws off the insulin mechanism, and it either gives us a craving for sugar and carbohydrates, or it doesn't, and it tells all the cells in the body to drop its sugar and release them to the body, which then goes and stimulates the opiate receptors again and starts the dopamine again. So it's important to stay away from acidic foods, which are basically the list that I gave you, and the foods that stimulate the opiate receptors if you have any propensity at all towards substance abuse.
We're talking with Dr. Keith Cantor. He is a nutritionist and also has done extensive research into our eating habits and the connection between what we eat and addictions. Dr. Cantor, can you go down that list of foods again so we hear it again, please?
Sure. Sugar substitutes except for stevia, gluten, which I think most people know what that is, dairy products, and foods that have a lot of, And processed foods that have additives, preservatives, dyes in it, and of course nicotine and caffeine, and then obviously drugs and alcohol.
All right. So those are the things we need to avoid.
That's correct.
In order to kind of get in that addiction trap. So when we're walking into a holiday party, what advice do you have for us to avoid all these things? So that kind of leaves you with veggies.
No. It's not as bad as you think. If you're not addicted or ready to drugs, you could do it more normally.
Okay.
But you have to plan it a little bit. So, number one, don't skip a meal because you know you're going to a holiday party and say, okay, I'm not going to eat my healthy lunch because I'm going to this dinner after and I'm going to load up on 7 desserts. Eat your lunch and, you know, if it's a dinner party, and a healthy lunch, you won't be as hungry. The other thing that's important is to drink water. You have to drink 1/2 of your body weight in ounces per day, every day, but especially if you know you're going to a party. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you should drink 75 ounces of water. And I sort of cheat, and I have a special water called Aqua OH. I think it's aqua-oh.com is the website. And what that water does is, because it has OH in it, it runs around and chases after the hydrogen protons, which causes acidity. And it gets rid of the acid, which stops the inflammation, which helps a lot with addiction. You know, if you get rid of the inflammation, that's half the battle, because that's what causes it. So I use that, and it comes as a concentrate, so of course the same as probably regular bottled water when you mix it, because 1 ounce makes a whole quart. So that's what I do to help me out. But here's what you have to do. You have to plan a little bit. So you want your plate to be fill up with as much protein as you can. You know, the turkey, even ham, brisket, you know, whatever they're having. Fill up with vegetables. Even though they have a lot of carbohydrates, they're very complex carbohydrates. So that's good for you. And the thing that people don't know is fill up on healthy fats like avocado, hummus, olive oil, and things like that. And then if you want to have desserts and you're not under, you know, you don't have a substance abuse problem yet, instead of having 4 desserts because you want to make 4 of your aunts happy, have a quarter of each one so you just have 1 dessert. And if you're going to drink alcohol, and again, assuming you're not an alcoholic or have a substance abuse problem, you could drink it But stay away from the real sugary mixes and use, you know, club soda instead, or lemon-lime mix, and then have a glass of water between every drink, and that fills you up more. And then something else is, if you exercise regularly, don't skip your exercising. If you don't have time because of the crazy holiday schedule, walk. Try to do 10,000 steps. That releases endorphins, which makes you feel better, releases serotonin, and actually makes you less hungry, in conjunction with the water and the other things that I'm talking about. So you could have everything, just stay away from the real starchy stuff. Try the desserts if you want them, assuming you're not, like I said, specifically have a problem today with substance abuse, but just have a quarter slice of four different ones. It still gives you a piece, you still get to try it, and watch the alcohol. Beer and wine is less sugary than you know, the mixed drinks, and have a glass of water between each drink. Don't skip your exercising, and fill up on proteins, vegetables, and healthy fats. And if you do that, you could just have a good time and not worry about it.
All right. Get some exercise, maybe hit the dance floor too.
That's right, if there's dance in there, or go for a walk with the family afterwards if it's not too cold.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Cantor, you talk about the, if you mentioned, you know, the eating plan if you're not an addict. How do you know if you're a sugar addict or not?
Well, first of all, I was talking about the other, you know, real addict, meaning, you know, drugs and stuff. But if you're a sugar addict, which, by the way, is the largest addiction in the United States, you know it because you crave sugar all the time. My plan will make you, without the inflammation, will make you crave less sugar and carbohydrates. And really, the best part of any of the dinners is the protein and vegetables anyhow. And you can have fruits and stuff. Just be careful with the desserts and the alcohol and the stuffings.
I know I'm sorry, I hate to interrupt. It seems to me, too, that I'm okay, but once I have one little Christmas cookie, then I'm craving more and more and more.
That's what it does. That's the idea. Because what it does is it stimulates your opiate receptors, which goes to the dopamine, gives you pleasure, and tells you to have more. That's why it's the biggest addiction in the United States.
Yeah, and all this time I was thinking it was just that little Christmas cookie that was making me so happy.
It is. It's the sugar in the Christmas cookie.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking it was more the emotions attached to it, but it's actually, it's got a power over me.
That's right. It has there's a physical reason. That's why I'm able to have a better or a lower relapse rate when you do both the proper food, control the inflammation, and work with a therapist if you really have an addiction, a drug addiction or alcohol addiction.
Wow. Well, this has been wonderful advice, Dr. Cantor. I really appreciate it. Let's see, anything else as we're going into the, as we're in this holiday eating season? I guess all these tips really need to apply to us year-round, not just over the holidays.
That's right. It's just holidays. It's the worst time. And remember that water that I talked about. It's very good. It's an alkaline hydroxide water called Aqua OH. It's aqua-oh.com. And what it does is it eliminates the acid in the body, whereas all the other alkaline waters just buffer it. And it greatly helps reduce inflammation. I researched it for years, and I use it with my named program, which stands for Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking. And I have menus for people on, well, now I have it for every disease, but it used to specialize just in substance abuse.
All right. And Dr. Cantor, if people wanted to get more information about you or touch base with you, what is the best way?
Well, they could either go to namedprogram.com, N-A-M-E-D, program.com, or drkeithcantor.com. And Keith is K-E-I-T-H, and Cantor is K-A-N-T-O-R.
All right. Dr. guest today on Mixed Matters. Dr. Cantor, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Our guest again, Dr. Keith Cantor. He is out of the Atlanta area. Dr. Cantor is a nutritionist, and he's also done extensive research on the connections between our eating habits and addictions. This is Mixed Matters on 101.9.